Welcome, welcome to Sunday, the 4th of December, and to our Advent adventure. Today is the second Sunday in Advent, and today I have mastered the art of being in two places at once. If you are here at 4 o'clock watching this live, then I'm not actually here. I'm at a caracle at the service of Solace and recorded this earlier today. And so you can pop things in the chat, but I won't be able to respond in real time, but do chat with one another. Welcome, welcome to the adventure. Today is the second Sunday in Advent, and we light that second candle, the candle of peace, which will join the candle of hope on the Advent rings in the churches and places of worship around the peninsula and indeed around the world. Peace. What is peace? We talk about peace and goodwill for all at Advent and Christmas time. Where does it all begin? It has to begin with you and with me finding peace within our own lives, in order that peace can flow from us out to the world, out to our family, our friends, our neighbours, all those with whom we share love and life. And during this coming week, we will be exploring that theme of peace, and some fabulous guests will be joining me in that journey. I hope that whatever is going on in your life today, this Advent season, allows you to be at peace with yourself, with others, with creation. A few words from Paul's letter to the Philippians say, fill your minds with those things that are good and deserve praise, things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and honourable. Put into practice what you have learned and received from me, both in my words and my actions. And the God who gives us peace will be with you. Words there from Philippians chapter 4. Words that speak of filling our minds with the good things. It's very true that although our minds have a huge capacity, there is a sense in which we need to fill it with the good things in order to leave no room for the things that trouble and bring us fear and dread. And so it has to be an intentional thing to work towards being filled with those things that are true and noble and right, pure, lovely, and honourable. Paul says, put into practice what you have learned from me. And one of the things we've said so often already in our Advent adventure is that we need to be intentional in our living, not just allowing life to happen, to pass us by. To put into practice what you have learned from me. And we can do worse than learning about life and love from the scriptures, from the things that St. Paul and others bring to us. What have you learned recently? What have you learned about life, about love? What have you learned in your skill set and abilities? Life is about a journey of growth and discovery. Take time to ponder, to reflect upon what you have learned, what you could learn, what you can put into practice to make life good and peaceful. Let's say a wee prayer this Sunday. Lord God, we thank you for the joy, the peace, the hope, the love of Advent time. We thank you for all those things that your words can teach. We thank you for the moments of peace that we know in our lives. And when that's not the case, help us to take the time to relax, to reflect, to know that you are the God who is with us, the God who brings us peace. All our prayers we offer to you, God of peace. Amen. Amen. I hope you're enjoying our Advent adventure, and every day through this coming week, 4 o'clock, live or pre-recorded and appearing live as today's is, you can share in the adventure. Do like, share, tell your friends, share the peace of the adventure. Until next time, God bless, and know that God loves you.